Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac are crucial players in the nation's mortgage market. They are behemoths. They either own or guarantee $5.2 trillion in mortgages. That's equal to about half the value of all the mortgages in the United States. NPR's John Idsty joins us to talk about these two companies and their problems and the likelihood of a government bailout. And John, take us back to the birth of Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac.
Well, they were both created by the government to help make more money available for home loans. Fannie Mae was actually started way back in the Depression of the 1930s. In 1968, it was turned into a shareholder-owned company. And a couple of years later, Freddie Mac was created to provide some competition. What they do is buy mortgage loans from banks and mortgage companies. Then they package them into investments called mortgage-backed securities, and they sell them to investors. Then that injects a lot of investment money into the mortgage pool. But here's the critical thing. Freddie and Fannie guarantee all the loans that they sell to investors. So if a homeowner defaults on their mortgage, Fannie and Freddie will step in and make good on the loan. And as you said, they're guaranteeing trillions of dollars worth of loans. So if they failed, it would be a huge mess.
And we can imagine with the foreclosure crisis and the housing crisis that with the amount of money they control, they are in a lot of trouble right now.
They're in trouble because, as we all know, homeowners are defaulting. And so Fannie and Freddie are being forced to make good on those guarantees to investors. They've already posted about $11 billion in losses, and investors are worried there's much more to come.
And that accounts for the sell-off in shares?
Well, that's one reason. Another reason is that there have been calls for Fannie and Freddie to raise more capital, to sell new shares. Fed Chairman Ben Bernanke has urged this. And early this week, there was speculation that new accounting rules would actually require them to do that. The problem is that if Fannie and Freddie did issue new shares, it would dilute the value of existing shares. So investors who hold those shares rush to unload them. Freddie Mac issued a statement late today that said it was under no obligation to increase its capital. Also, on Wednesday, a former Fed governor said Fannie and Freddie were already insolvent, and he urged that the government take them over right away. And, of course, if that happens, shareholders are likely to get little or nothing. So that led to more panic selling. At the end of the day today, Fannie and Freddie shares were more than 80% below where they were a year ago.
It sounds like what you're saying is that Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac have a psychological battle they're fighting with investors as much as a financial one.
That's absolutely right. They're trying to convince investors that things aren't really that bad. When investors seem to be convinced that things are likely to get worse, of course, that can become a self-fulfilling prophecy. For a financial firm, it's very hard to win back confidence once the market turns against you.
And what, John, is the likelihood, do you think, of a federal bailout?
Well, despite all the panic among stock investors, some analysts, as well as a lot of government officials, are still saying a bailout is unlikely and unnecessary. Yesterday, the agency that regulates Fannie and Freddie said they still have adequate capital to operate. And Secretary of Treasury Paulson agreed. And today, Paulson said they should remain in their current form as shareholder-owned companies. Others like Senator Chris Dodd, chairman of the Senate Banking Committee, said today the institutions were fundamentally sound and strong.
John, how widespread would losses be if these companies fail or are taken over?
Well, there are a lot of stakeholders. These are very widely held stocks, and millions of shareholders are obviously losing money already. And that includes a lot of people with 401ks and mutual funds who don't really know they own these stocks. But there's an even bigger issue. If investors lose faith in the Fannie and Freddie guarantees and refuse to buy mortgage-backed securities that they package, it could freeze up the mortgage market and make it very difficult to buy or sell a house. That's one reason people have been urging the government to step in quickly and keep it from happening.
John, the assumption has been that the government backs these loans from Fannie and Freddie. Is that the case?
Well, the law that created Fannie and Freddie says the government does not guarantee these loans, but I think we're finding out that the government does stand behind them. We've heard from many government officials what appears to be obvious that they're too big and important to go under. Senator John McCain has said that, and other senators have echoed that as well. And given their size and importance, I think it's unimaginable the government would let them fail. So I think there is a guarantee.
Okay, NPR economics correspondent John Idsty, thanks so much.
Thank you.